Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning. Welcome to another full week. We are looking forward this week all week long. We want you to stay tuned each and every day. We know that it is going to be exciting and it is going to be real. Well, I tell you, today is Monday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I tell you, it's just been a wonderful weekend. We've had the opportunity to break some new ground, do some things that we haven't done in a long time. I was able to get out and go play some tennis 2 mornings in a row. I was so excited about that, starting this entirely new exercise regime where I'll get out and, you know, get that adrenaline flowing early in the morning. Also, you know, we're starting our new meditation time in the morning so that we can just spend time in prayer and worshiping the Lord and just getting our day started right. Well, we welcome each one of you to the show today. We have some great things, I tell you. The Coach Lalisa Show is truly on the move, and I know you're on the move. I've gotten phone calls, and I've gotten text messages and email messages through Facebook about things that you all said that you're going to be doing, and I just want to support you and coach you and encourage you to move forward on your dreams. Don't let anybody stop you. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your season to move forward in your dream. Like we've always said, even if you just have to do one thing that day, and that one thing could be just thinking about what you want to do. You know, my uncle wrote a book called Don't Let Your Dreams Die. A very powerful book, and you gotta read books like these because there will be things that will come up in your life sometimes so fast, so quick, to steal your joy, to rob you of your rest, to keep you from moving forward in the thing that God has put in your heart and given you that passion to do. So we want to encourage you to read those kinds of books. and you know, stay connected to motivational and empowering and inspirational calls like this, the Coach Lalisa Show. We're not claiming to be the only one. This is the only show. This is actually the only radio show anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, where you will find Coach Lalisa. So there you have it. But there's so many other motivational shows and empowering shows out there, and they, you know, have activities. They have a list of things for you to do and to take and goals for you to set. And like I said, there's only one difference, and that is that I'm not there. But if you can stand the coaching that I'm doing, then, of course, we invite you here each and every day. But let me tell you, we're going to turn up the heat. We're going to take it up a notch because we are ready to see some manifestations, okay? We want to see some manifestations of your dreams, your visions, your purpose. We want to see them in this earth. We want to see you with those businesses. We want to see those books that you're going to write. We want to actually physically touch it. We want to be able to read it. We want to see that CD that you're going to produce, that album. We want to see those families that you're trying to start and raise up. So whatever it is, we want to see the manifestation of your desires and the things that you want to do. We have conferences coming up. We want you definitely to come to as many as you can. Now, when I do a conference, a retreat, or a seminar, or a coaching class, we have coaching classes coming up. We have public speaking classes coming up where you can come and learn all of the ins and outs of great, exceptional public speaking. We're going to be teaching on hand gestures, and we will be teaching on different types of speeches, how to break the speech down, how to organize your presentation, where to get content from, things of this nature. Now, when you see any of these seminars, remember, you need to talk to me for some reason if you cannot pay the registration fee, because we always want it to be available to people who really want it, even though they may not feel that they have the money right at the moment to pay for it. So I just wanted to put that out there, make you all aware of that. We want to say good morning to each and every one of you who are on the line today. Those who are in the chat room, good morning to Jamton and Coach K, and good morning to all of those on the switchboard. And we just want to get right into talking about a couple of things I want to talk about today. We're always going to be talking about how to overcome, you know, fear and negativity, because I find that everywhere I go, you know, no matter whether I'm in church or if I'm just sitting at home in a discussion with some people, you know, there are still so many people who are living according to their fears. They're enslaved to their fear. They're enslaved, they're trapped, they're being held back, they're being held to a more mediocre standard than what they could have, a higher standard, if it was not for fear. And what I want to help people to see is that fear can be used to your advantage. A lot of times, you know, you can't get rid of fear. You have to overcome fear. You know, it's not going to go away. You can't wish it away. You see, even the Word of God says, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So if you put your sound mind to work, you can overcome fear, typically, if you put your power to work. That's why we talk about releasing your inner power. And you can usually put fear to rest if you will put these things at work. And if you put love, you know, to work, if you love. That's why I try to encourage people, spend the time developing what you love to do. Just having a love for something a lot of times will help you overcome the fear of something bad happening. You know, some people refuse to start a business because they have so much fear. They fear that the business is going to fail. They fear they won't have any customers. They fear that they won't understand how to run that business, and many, many other types of fears. But if you love what you do so much that you know that your purpose and your destiny is tied to you doing that thing that you love, you will overcome that fear. You will act in spite of that fear. You will have an internal driving force that will wake you up every day, get you going in the right direction, and before you know it, 5 years has gone by. 5 years, see, this is what I learned a while back. 5 years is going to go by if you do or if you don't. And that's one of the ways I got through college, because at first it seemed so daunting. It seemed so big, a four-year degree. That seemed impossible to me. That just seemed utterly impossible. Because remember, you're talking to a girl who dropped out of high school. So if I couldn't finish high school and I dropped out with 1 year left, if I couldn't go one more year, okay, now you're telling me to go to 4 years of college? No. That just didn't make sense at all. But then what happened was, after going into the military and doing some other things, I realized that, well, 4 years is going to go by anyway, so let me count them up. So at this time, it was 1990. And I says, okay, let me look at my life and see what I'll have in 1994 if I don't go to school. I said, well, probably if I don't go to school, I'll still be working here at Valcor Engineering, probably making about $6. At the time I said this, I was making $4 an hour. So I figured, you know, with raises over 2 years, inflation, I'll be making $6 an hour, still working here, probably sitting at the same desk. I'll probably have a few more outfits, maybe, you know, a couple more little trinkets in my apartment. At that time we were living in an apartment. And I said, okay, all right. 4 years has gone by. It's 1994. I said, but what if I go down to the college, sign up for courses, take classes, and where will I be in 4 years? I said, well, I probably still have the job, probably still making $6 an hour. You get where I'm going. But at least I will now have a college degree. And that's what I realized. And ever since then, every time I get ready to do something that seems so long, like it's going to take forever, you know, I look at the beginning and then I look at the end. And I don't know if that's what Stephen Covey was talking about in his book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, when he said, begin with the end in mind. But it made sense to me, begin with the end in mind. Think about, okay, where will I be in 4 years or 5 years, you see, if I didn't do that? And yes, thank you, Coach K. He's saying in the chat room there, false evidence appearing real. That's what fear stands for. And he also says, if you have fear, time to see what God's word says, because he wants to prosper you and you weren't given the spirit of fear. Amen, amen. So there it is. Fear is something that, yes, you're going to experience, and yes, we need some level of fear, because I need to be afraid to walk out in the middle of Highway 75 and there's, you know, traffic coming. Okay, I need to be scared of that. And I need to have a reverential fear and an awe fear of God, because I should fear God to the point that I want to obey him. And I don't mean fear him like, okay, you know, he's going to beat me up or something, but I want to have a reverential fear that he's so awesome and so powerful and so mighty, and that everything he says is true. So I want to obey him, and I love him, you know, that kind of fear. And again, we want to thank all of you for tuning in to the show today. Some of you are, you know, across the country. But we are so excited that Blog Talk Radio allows us an avenue to reach people all over the world. So right now you might be listening, but you may be in Kenya. You may be in Nairobi. You may be in Nigeria. You may be in Ghana. You may be in Sudan, Africa. You may be in parts of Asia and parts of India. You could be in Canada, London. So you could be anywhere in the world right now, and you'll be listening to the only radio talk show in the world. This is the only radio talk show like this, the Coach Lalisa Show, only because I'm here. But there are other people, like I said before. I say that as a joke. But the point is, sometimes you're the distinguishing factor. Now, when you have negativity compounded with fear, you're almost guaranteed failure. It's almost a guarantee. When you compound fear with negativity, you almost have a guarantee for disaster and failure, because successful people are successful because they first and foremost, they sidetrack negative people and they get rid of their negative thoughts. It's not that they don't have them. They will come. You will have thoughts of negativity. It's normal. But what it's also what you need to make normal in your life, you need to have a system for how you're going to get rid of negative people and negative thoughts. So the first negative person, as I said before, that you want to get rid of is yourself. You have to transform you. Now, we know that the Bible says that you can be transformed. It is clear in the book of Romans. It speaks about being transformed. But here is the key to that. Not without renewing your mind. There will be no transformation just because you went to a beauty salon and they redid your hair and you went to get a new outfit or none of those things, or you had a new diet or you chose them. No, the transformation that he is speaking about only takes place when you get your mind transformed. So transform your thinking in order to get a successful life on every front. I'm talking about financially. You cannot be a financial success until you transform your mind. There will be no such thing as having money in the bank, being able to help other people, being able to do the ministry work that God has called you, being able to take care of your family the way you should, unless your mind is transformed. I will give you a prime example. As long as I'm thinking in my mind that I have to spend every dime that I get, that I have to spend all my money, that is not a transformed mind, because that's the same way I've always thought. So it's not until I think and do something more different, okay? So you want to transform your mind. When you transform your mind, now you can live a transformed life. And living that transformed life will allow you, think about it, what is the very thing that is holding you back from doing what you love to do? Okay, in order to answer that question, you first must know what you love to do. You know, I had a call the other day from someone who was interested in hiring a coach. They wanted to hire a coach because they felt as though their life is just such a mess. They don't, you know, have goals. They don't know what they want to do. They don't feel that they have a purpose in life. And they said, well, maybe I need a coach to help me. Well, a coach helps you to set, they help you to reach your goals, all right? They can help you with tools to set your goal, but your coach cannot give you a goal to reach. I cannot tell you how many pounds to lose, how much money you want to have. I can't tell you what business to start. That has to come from you. So the first thing you have to say is what it is. You have to identify what you love doing. What is, you have to take time to do this. You can't try to get started until you've done this. You must identify what you love. Write it down. You have to know it. It has to be, you know, at least you have to start. Now, it may change. You may get started on that. You know, sometimes God just needs you to get started because some people procrastinate for so long about what they want to do. So sometimes it might not be the exact perfect thing that you want to do, but it's a start. It may lead to something else. So write it down. Find something that you would just love doing. It could be graphic arts. It could be drawing. It could be decorating. Look at those people with the HD television. Who would think that something like that would be such an amazing TV show? Sometimes I watch it just out of amazement that someone could make that a TV show. But and when I back up and look at it, it was basically someone's love. Someone had the love to show people how to make things around their house. And look how it's taken off. So many people love that TV show. So this is the same thing you're going to do. You're going to sit down and you're going to write it out what you enjoy and love doing. And Coach K is saying there in the chat room, he says, yes, as a coach, he's saying, yes, we do help you to set your goals and to motivate you to achieve your goals. He says, but we are not a shrink. So we're not psychoanalysts. We are not therapists. We're not going to look back at, you know, okay, what happened to you when you were 5 and, you know, the things that hindered you when you were 10. No. Coaches help you to look forward. It's about looking at where you are. You tell me where you want to go. Now my job is to give you tools to close that gap. And if that gap is opened because of fear and negativity, is what I'm saying, is that here today we're giving you the tools to close that gap. See, some people, the only thing stopping them from reaching their awesome destiny, their powerful success, you know, destiny, is fear and negativity. So today we're helping you get rid of fear and negativity so that you can reach your goal. And also, Jetton says, he says all his professional life, because I can't tell if that's a male or female. So they said all of their professional life, they have tried different things and have found success at each because they have been things that exactly. Most of these things have been in the arts. He says now he has the proper job and I am failing. Okay, the thing that I'm afraid to start all over again. Okay. And then Coach K said to him, well, remember, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And he also said, don't just reach for the sky. Keep reaching. And then the response back was, I'm pretty strong already, Coach. Okay, great. So here, you know, this is a live conversation that is going on in the chat room. Some of you are on switchboard, so you can't actually see what's being said, but that's why we're sharing what's being said in the chat room, because as we share about the comments in the chat room, it may be something that you were already thinking about and was, you know, had questions or comments about as well. But it sounds like the gist of it is that the one listener was saying that they've tried a lot of things and they enjoy doing a lot of things, but now they have, it sounds like they have a job now, and it sounds like you don't want to give that job up and to start all over to get out there and do what you really love to do. And, you know, the only other thing I would add, and certainly Coach K has offered some great suggestions as well, but the only thing I would add about that too is, or the other thing is that when it comes, when it comes to starting all over, no matter what age you are, you could be 70, you could be 80, you could be 50, 40, 20, it doesn't matter. Again, what's in your heart? There is a scripture that says that a hope deferred makes the heart sick. So if it's something that's really in your heart that you really, really want to do, if you don't do it, you actually can make yourself sick. All right? So you don't want to be putting off things that you really, really love, and especially if you know what's stopping it, like we said, the gap between where I am now and getting that thing done. What's the gap? What's stopping me? You know, what's in between? and then whatever's in between are the things you have to overcome or move out of the way. Now, the other thing, too, is that when you have this thing that you really want to do, again, today is 2010, July 2010, and let's just say if I start over and do something that I really love, let's just say it takes me a good 3 years to really get it done. All right, 3 years from now is 2013, July. Now, if I don't do it and continue what I'm doing, what 3 years is going to go by anyway? And if I live, and I, God keeps me living, 3 years from now, I'm going to be in 2013. And if I didn't do the thing that I wanted to do, oh, well, I'll still be in 2013, and what will I have? But if I go on and start it and get it done in 2013, look at where I'll be. I'll have accomplished this thing. I'll feel good about myself. Other people who needed that product or service or that gift or that talent that I was trying to cultivate, they will be happy. They will be successful because there are people who need what we have. And so you have to, that's a good opportunity to use that tool of looking at where I'm at now and what, and thinking about how long it would take me to get that thing going or started. And even if I didn't make it along the way, let's say I did start and a year goes by and I don't finish or I drop out of it or I give up on it, but look at what you've grown and learned the year that you did do it, you see. Now, okay, also in the chat room he said, a hope deferred makes the heart sick. He said it was a good quote to take to bed. Absolutely, and you can, if you don't know where it is, I believe it is in the book of Proverbs, which makes sense because that's the book of wisdom, and that's where you can find a lot of wisdom scriptures, but I don't know the exact scripture reference for it, but if you give me a moment, I'll find it, and I can have it tomorrow on the show. But yes, it's either there or in the book of Psalms, but I really believe it is in Proverbs. If somebody wants to look it up, that would be great as well. Also want to welcome, you know, all the guests in the chat room as well, and Coach K being here and being dedicated, coming to the show. Here's a man who is busy, has his own show to do, but yet he takes the time out to come. Thank you to all of you who tune in, you know, faithfully each and every morning. This says to me that you are getting something out of this show. We do want to help you reach your goal, fulfill your goal, you know, but you also want to stay motivated. Maybe you already started your business, like my good friend and sister there in Ohio, the owner of Custom Care Dry Cleaners. She's located at 8876 Carl Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. She's already in business. People like her, people like Minister Patricia, she already is in business for herself. So here are people who, and also Miss Alicia, she's just starting a brand new company. I'm going to bring her on in the morning real soon, and so she can talk about her products, her services, and the things that she's doing. Wonderful business ideas that she's about to launch if she hasn't already started. But you want to keep tuning in to stay empowered and connected. I'll tell you, like someone told me a while back, they said, your grass is green, but you water it every day, all right? So you don't just water it to get it green, but you water it to keep it green. And so same thing we do in our marriages and our relationships. We don't, just because they're at a certain point, we don't stop doing what we were doing. So that's why I want to encourage each and every one of you. Continue to be motivated, empowered. Continue to tune in and listen to what we have to share. And you know the dynamic, phenomenal people that we also bring onto the show to also share with you. Please email me at lalisajwilliams.com if you would like to be one of our featured business owners or guests on the show, and you can share what successes you've achieved and also those that you are also reaching and seeking to achieve. Now, don't forget, tomorrow, the show I was going to do today, I will do tomorrow, is called 10 Things You Need to Do Before You Say I Do. So make sure you tell everyone who's about to get married, they need to tune into the show for some coaching tips on what they need to do before they get married. Until tomorrow, go and have a powerful day. Keep pushing. Keep giving up. Don't give up on your dreams. This has been Coach Lalisa J.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.